We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. It doesn't take a long time.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about things in the middle of the week that maybe aren't going to make it onto the show this weekend. And this is kind of a fun midweek special this week because it gets into one of my passions, which is interior design, as well as some of the trends for 2019 and some of the products that I love. Coming up on Saturday, I'm going to be broadcasting with Dane. We'll be out at the Portland Fall Home and Garden Show with Western Construction Systems broadcasting live. So we're going to be talking foundations and waterproofing and lots of cool stuff for your house that if you don't pay attention to, could get, well, pretty expensive. So we're going to talk about maintenance, what to watch out for, what to be careful with. So tune in on Saturday, or even better, come out and see us at the show. I want to talk about design trends for 2019 because there have been some major changes out there. I love it when colors shift. I love it when textures shift, all these different things, because what some people are doing now in their homes, I tell you what, it's out of style because it's already changed. Now, that's because of a couple things. One, Home and Garden TV, the internet, Pinterest, Houzz, all those things. Colors can change in a matter of months, where it took a number of years for styles to change maybe a decade ago. So these are things that with the new world of the interweb, styles change quickly. So be careful of that because you can get yourself in trouble pretty quickly. Now, big things for 2019. Color is back. It has been back for a little while. You're starting to see it mainstream now. We are no longer in the world of gray tones everywhere. We're also not in the world of everything's Navajo white, and we'll put one little bit of color in. People are getting much more bold with colors and textures. Now, one of the biggest changes, oil rub bronze has been gone for a while. However, metals are in, and I'm talking about the brushed brass, even some of the coppers. Those are really still hot out there and continuing to get even more popular. Now, if you want to dive into that even further, two-tone metals are huge. So you take that brushed brass, for instance, and then you combine it with matte black. So you would have a doorknob, maybe, that the knob itself is brushed brass, and the backing plate that attaches to the door would be matte black. So you're seeing those kind of things. Or even a faucet where you've got two tones of color in that. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, you'd see the bright brass and the chrome put together, especially in the mid-90s. Now we're seeing the brushed brass and the matte black, or versions thereof, with two tones. So that is huge. Now textures are really back. You know, for the longest time in the 2000s, you would see travertine tile everywhere. Floors, bathrooms, showers. Everybody learned it didn't hold up very well, or it was high maintenance. Well, now you're seeing things like linen textures and tile, because porcelain tile these days, they can do just about anything with, because they're using high-definition printing technology. They can literally print any pattern onto a piece of porcelain, fire it, finish it, and you've got something that looks just like it's supposed to look, like it's the real thing. So now you can do all these different textures to wood, to fabrics, to even marble and stone. You can make it look that way, but not have the high maintenance of marble and stone. So those are things that you can do pretty well with tiles these days. So it's something to keep in mind with. As well as technology is taking a place in design. You are seeing better lighting. You're seeing, you know, of course, Amazon Alexa features in your kitchens and bathrooms and things like that, where you can have all these things integrated, turning the lights on, to controlling temperature better. There's all these things with technology, and every month something new comes out. So keep in mind on that. Always stay on top of that if you're remodeling your own place, because those things change on a week to week and a month by month basis. Something new is always right around the corner. Now, I want to talk about products I love, and this is not an endorsement. These are not people that are paying me a dime. I can promise you that. So this isn't a big commercial. These are things out there that when I'm looking for remodeling, these are some of the products that I go to. These are my go-to items that I love to play with. Kentwood Flooring, made by Metropolitan Floors. They are a Northwest-based company based out of, they've got an office up in Kent, Washington, as well as Vancouver, BC. They are an amazing hardwood company. They have oiled finishes. They have tons of cool stuff out there. So I always go to them first when I'm looking at flooring. No offense to all my other people out there that sell tons of other brands. I just love working with it, and they've been really good people to me. As well as I like their LVT, or their luxury vinyl tiles, or luxury vinyl plank under the brand Evoke. I have used it. If you watch my More Good Day Oregon segment, you'll see me using it there. I just love the products, so take a look at it. It's something that is always my go-to. It's fairly priced. You don't have to worry about, because I'm comfortable with their claims that they are not using all the formaldehydes and stuff that you see in other brands' flooring out there. They do a lot of testing on stuff, so I feel really confident, and I actually believe that they are doing the best for our interior home environments with their products, so I like that. Another fun little product that we're using out there that one of my clients actually found, Fire Clay Tile. So it's fireclaytile.com. They do some amazing custom tiles. I love their stuff. We're using a ton of it on a project that we'll be showing here later on this year when we get some photographs of it. It is coming along really well. Now, you've heard me on the radio talk about this. Now that we're coming into the moist and damp and cold season, I love Panasonic vent fans for your bathroom and laundry rooms. They're quiet. I don't go buy other branded fans at the home center. Spend the money, get a little bit more, and get yourself a Panasonic vent fan for the bathroom, because after you put one in, you'll never go back. It just takes one, trust me. If you put that in one bathroom in your house, you go to the rest, you're going to hate the other one. So they work well. Put them on a timer. That usually meets building code anyway. But if you're in the western side of Portland or in a very high humidity, let's say you're down in South Florida, I would probably not use the humidity controlled switch, because theoretically, if you have the windows open and it's high humidity outside, that could run for a very long time and might not be that effective when you're just circulating air back and forth. So come on out to the Portland Fall Home and Garden Show. I'll be out there with Dane. We'll be out there on Saturday, noon to 2, around the house with Eric G. You can catch us all over the Radio Northwest Network. You can catch us here on the podcast as well. That'll come up right after the show. And if you're listening to us, we have such good people listening in Seattle. We've got San Francisco, Philadelphia, all over the United States. If you want to call into the show, noon to 2, you can catch us Pacific Standard Time. And you can always stream us online live during that time at KXL.com. Thanks for listening. See you Saturday around the house with Eric G. We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.